With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting a European Union security summit's being held in Hungary as future transatlantic relations are at the top of the agenda following the election of Donald Trump as President of the United States.
The European political community is a talking shop, and this meeting couldn't be taking place at a more important time, just 2 days after Donald Trump's decisive victory. The war in Ukraine, the battered European economies, and efforts to stem illegal migration top the agenda. Viktor Orban, the Hungarian Prime Minister, has called this a gathering of the Western world, and he's keen to show off his special relationship with Mr. Trump. He hopes the new US president will be able to fulfill his promise to rapidly end the war in Ukraine.
BBC correspondent Nick Thorpe reporting from Budapest. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky warned against Trump's assertion that he could end Russia's war with Ukraine in a single day, saying a fast resolution would be a loss for Ukraine. Israel hopes the presence of B-52 bombers sent by the U.S. will help it prevent a possible nuclear strike by Iran.
I hope that the intention here is actually to use these planes should the opportunity arrive.
Dr. Michael Oren, Israel's former ambassador to the U.S., says the big planes fly at 50,000 feet.
Iran has nothing that can touch it. Iran doesn't even have an air force.
And each of the big planes carry a 30,000-pound bunker buster bomb
that can break through any Iranian facility.
Observers suspect the planes could be used soon to launch an attack on Iran's nuclear facilities. Buying and reporting.
About 1,100 workers at the Stellantis Jeep factory in Toledo, Ohio, are facing layoffs early next year as the company takes further steps to cut high inventory at dealers. On Wall Street, the Dow down by a fraction. This is SRN News. Virginia rejects assisted suicide.
The margin was razor thin, but a majority of voters approved an amendment that bars doctors from helping people take their own lives. The bill reads, quote, "No person, physician, or health care provider in the state of West Virginia shall participate in the practice of medically assisted suicide, euthanasia, or mercy killing of a person." So far, 10 states and the District of Columbia have made it legal for people to commit suicide with a doctor's help. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates had an undefeated record in state referendums until Tuesday. For the first time since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-lifers were victorious at the ballot box, defeating abortion amendments in Florida, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer, president of SBA Pro-Life America, says the resounding win in Florida is, quote, "a momentous victory for life and for our entire country," unquote. This is SRN News. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is raising concerns about the spread of bird flu among farm workers.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is calling for expanded testing and treatment for workers on farms where animals have been infected with bird flu. The new guidance comes after a study that suggests the virus known as H5N1 influenza may be spreading more widely than the cases already identified. Blood tests of 115 dairy workers on farms in Michigan and Colorado revealed 8 workers, 7% of those tested, had bird flu antibodies, but only 4 of those workers reported feeling sick. All 8 cleaned milking parlors and didn't use face masks. Officials say the risk to the public remains low and more testing and treatment would help keep workers safe, limit transmission, and reduce the possibility of the virus mutating. I'm Jennifer King.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.